Thank you very much. The fact of the matter is that the Electoral Commission presented its budget to the Government Ministry of Finance when they were preparing the budget, and they requested for 4.6 billion shillings to be able to conduct the referendum. But when the Minister for Finance read the budget in June this year, for this financial year, the amount of money allocated to the Commission for the referendum was 2 billion shillings. 2.6 billion shillings. So there was a very big deficit gap of 2 billion shillings. We have written to the Minister for Finance about this big gap between what was requested for and what has been given by Treasury. And today we had a meeting with the Parliamentary Committee on Legal Affairs. And of course we explained that until we get the full amount we required, will not be able to hold the referendum on 4th of August. So the Parliamentary Committee has now summoned the Minister of Finance together with ourselves and the Minister of Justice. So we are going to have another meeting on Wednesday, and we shall see the way from that time.
Now, Honorable Hassan, so far, if you are not able to get the funds, you will not be able to organize the referendum, and that could possibly delay and or derail the transition much anticipated by Kenyans. I don't think Kenyans will be happy about this.
Oh, definitely. I don't think that's something which we'll all be happy about it. And I do not think that we'll not get the funding that we require. I think after the meeting with the relevant government ministries, we should be able to get the full funding we require, because I think it is absolutely inconceivable that you could come this far and then not get the last requirement for the funding to complete the job. We have already procured the ballot boxes, the ballot papers, and now we're just going to go and recruit the staff we require to do the referendum. So while it's going to put us into a lot of... we won't be able to conduct the referendum without getting the full funding. I am, however, very confident that... I think reason will prevail within Treasury funding.
Well, as some people are saying that they do not understand why you should be put in such a dilemma, because this is very fundamental to Kenya's transition towards the election that is much expected by everybody around the world.
Well, I think we have been having serious problems with the Treasury from the time we started the voter registration exercise, because of the large amount of money we require to be able to execute our mandate, we have been having serious challenges from Treasury on the issue of the financial independence of the Commission, with the Ministry trying to exert some influence and control over the activities of the Commission. So I think this presents for us an important opportunity for this matter to be debated even in Parliament, because really, as a Commission, we feel that Treasury should not be interfering with the independence of the Commission.
So what would you put forward when you meet other officials on Wednesday to address such a problem that you see that it has been worrying to some people after you came out saying that the referendum could be hampered if you don't get the necessary funds that will allow you to do your job?
Well, our message to the government and to the parliamentary committee was very clear that we must get this funding. We must get this money that we require to be able to move forward, and that if we can't, we should be able to be honest enough and say so. And I hope that between parliamentary committee and the Ministry of Finance, they will get the deficit gap bridge.
So what would be your message to Kenyans and as well as the officials ahead of your upcoming scheduled referendum?
We are very optimistic that with now intervention by the parliamentary committee, I think that reason will prevail and that we will get the necessary funding. I don't think we should be alarmed. It is part of, I imagine it's part of the government budgetary process that we have encountered the bureaucratic red tape within Treasury. I hope that this was just that and nothing more than that.